Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
So Van Morrison bringing us back. Clearly one of his best ones, Moon Dance. One of my favorites of all time. Welcome back, 23. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock, our outstanding member of our Brain Trust, our happiness expert, the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we're talking about that very topic right now. Keita, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tippingpointtohappiness.com, did I say that right?
You sure did, Jim.
That's the website where they can find you can find the book, folks, and I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. Keita, one of the things that I've said for years is that, you know, all small business owners have a business life and a personal life. But what happens to when in our in a small business is that our businesses weave a very fine seam between those two lives. Sometimes to the point of being essentially imperceptible, the difference between personal life and business life. And my, you know, my wife and I work together. She's part of my business. And we really have to work hard to know when to allow the seam to show up and when to separate it. And therein lies our ability to be happy.
Absolutely. You have the choice and you have the control to set those parameters, Jim. And I think in terms of business versus personal, a lot of the time, obviously, with small business, you know, you're working at 10 at night. You're working at 2 in the morning, especially if you have a partner who's working with you. And there has to be, if the both of you are agreeable, okay, we've got a heavy-duty deadline we've got to work through, then that's fine. But there has to come a point where all work and no play can get you into trouble.
Yeah. Well, one of my problems that I have that really has created problems before, and it's my doing, and I had to fix it, is I love my business so much. I have loved being my business owner so much, especially this time and especially since I've had my media company, that I could do it all the time. I could live with it all the time. I could not even sleep. I'd be happy not sleeping. I love it that much. But so I find myself at home wanting to talk about it, and I'll realize, okay, this could become a contentious issue. So even though I want to ask her about it because I'm afraid I'll forget tomorrow, I don't. It was a time when I didn't, though, and it created problems. And so I've had to, in order to, because she loves our business, but she's not in love with it like me. And so, of course, the good thing is, Keita, we have one thing in common. We both love me. So that's the one good thing we have in common. But anyway, but I've had to learn how to say, oh, okay, I don't need to talk about that right now, even though I really want to.
Uh-huh. I think the important thing here is communication and setting those parameters. And part of course, happiness is setting those personal boundaries with yourself and how you approach other people and how do you approach your business. And, of course, there are the external boundaries. How do you allow others to approach you? And that all comes in play with being able to ride that seam between the personal and business.
Yeah, you've got to, if your family member, and so many businesses are like this, if you have family members under the same roof in the business, you really have to be careful bringing it home. Because it is a recipe for unhappiness. It can be.
And I think sometimes the way we can shed the business face or the business talk or the business mind is in that period between being at work, and maybe you're only upstairs, but then that may involve, all right, I've got to go for a walk to clear my mind, and then I can come in and be Jim instead of the small business owner. You know what I mean? And I think that's really important that people find that transition. How do they make that transition? Do they take a shower? Do they go for a walk? Do they meditate? In other words, there has to be a period, and it could be 1 minute, it could be 20 minutes, depending on how heavily you are into your day,
mm-hmm.
that you want to separate and leave that and come home. In my case, I like to just get out and walk or go for a run. So I shed the day, and I come back, and I'm ready to face the family.
Mm-hmm. One of the practical things that I do when I find myself wanting to talk about business, and really, seriously, part of the reason why because it's always spinning in my head, is I'm afraid I'll forget about it tomorrow, which I'm likely to do. So what I do, I just make a note to myself and send it. I'll send myself an email.
No, that's also a good, in other words, make your priority list. And I know a lot of us small business owners do that. We already have agenda items for the next day.
Yep.
Write them down in a list.
Mm-hmm.
You declutter your mind. And then you allow your mind to move into the next phase,
right,
in other words,
right,
into the at-home phase.
Because I do subscribe from on the happiness scale, the happiness world, Keita, I do subscribe to the concept that when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Right.
So
right.
That's the reason why it's helped me to do that. Hey,
yeah.
Keita, I need your website again, please.
Yes, tippingpointtohappiness.com.
That's the book, too. Folks,
yes.
Check it out. You'll like it. Monique McKinnon and Keita Spak. And by the way, Keita's last name is spelled S-Z-P-A-K. Keita, will you come back another day?
I sure will.
You always make me happy.
Well, you always make me happy, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Keita Spak, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.